In our previous broadcast, we spoke of sins of the tongue. But the Bible also speaks of creative use of the tongue. What is that all about? Let's talk about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several weeks about sins of the tongue. Today, we look at another aspect of the use of the tongue, and that is the creative use of the tongue, and we ask, what does the Bible say about it? Our proof scripture for today's discussion is Proverbs 18:21. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Well, now let's think about this. Fruit comes from seed. The power of the tongue is to produce seed, and the seed produced by the power of the tongue are your words, particularly words that you put faith in, whether negative faith or positive faith. If you speak fear, which is nothing more than faith in the negative, that empowers the power of death over your life. Death to relationships, death to marriages, death to employment, death to your business, death to your marriage, death maybe even to your body. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, the scripture says. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So, the power of the tongue is to produce seed. That seed are words that we put faith in. those words find their target. They have an effect. And what is that effect? That effect is either blessing or cursing. In James chapter 3, verse 10, we read, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Notice what it says, out of the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. Now, these things ought not to be, the scripture says. In Proverbs 23:7, it says that as a man thinks, so is he. In other words, you are what you think. In Matthew 12:34, we read, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, your spirit man, your heart, is programmed by your words. As a man thinks, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, Proverbs 23:7 says, so is he. And then it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We hear it again from Jesus in Luke chapter 6, verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. In Matthew 12:35, Jesus continues, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Notice who it is who brings it forth. Man, not God. A good man brings forth good things, Matthew 12:35 says. An evil man brings forth evil things. So the tongue, the mouth, is the problem. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 15:11, Jesus said, not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth. This defiles a man. In verse 18, he continues, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. In verse 19, for out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. See, your mouth defiles you when you listen to the devil and when you start talking his way. It depends on how you are programmed. You are programmed by the thoughts of your heart. As a man thinks, so is he, Proverbs 23:7 says. So how you think in your heart and what you store up in your heart as thoughts, that becomes expressed through your mouth. Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But there is a creative use of the tongue. God has better for you. In Romans 8:1, we read, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, I've been made free from death words. You've been made free from death words when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And it says there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. No blame, no shame, no guilt for anything past or present. Who walk not after the flesh. The flesh is the carnal mind that has a lifestyle of thinking that agrees with sin. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, through his work of the cross, paying for your sins and my sins, and giving us the free gift of eternal life for the asking, has ordained that when we are in him, we are walking as supernatural beings, not natural beings. Our spirit man that was dead in sin is resurrected. In Romans 8:17, we read that we are children of God, and it says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. You see, you have an inheritance in Christ. You are an heir to the kingdom. The devil doesn't want you to know that because he wants you to not take possession of what is rightfully yours. He wants to keep you from getting your inheritance. And the only one who can let him do it is you. If you fail to act and take possession of your inheritance, you will lose what God has in store for you. You see, God calls us to walk as an heir, a son of God. Not the son of God, but a son of God. We read about this in John 14, verses 12 to 14. He says, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now notice what Jesus said here. "The things that I do, you will do also, and greater works than these, because I go unto my Father." In other words, we are to do the same types of things that Jesus did. And how will we do it? The answer to that is by creative use of the tongue, walking by the Spirit and not according to the flesh, we just read. So, in John 6:63, we read, "It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." Now here, what Jesus is telling us, when he says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth," the word "quickeneth" is Old English. We don't speak that way anymore. What it means is the Spirit, that is the Spirit of God, makes alive. Well, of course he does. He raised Jesus from the dead, didn't he? The Spirit makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. Remember what the flesh was in Scripture? I gave you the definition a few moments ago. The lifestyle of thinking that agrees with sin. The lifestyle of thinking that agrees with sin. Jesus said it profits nothing. But Jesus continues and he says, "The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." You see, words are spiritual. That's why prayer has an effect. That's why faith confession works. That's why prophecy comes true, because words are spiritual. You see, Jesus released faith or his spirit in word form by the words of his mouth. And then he says, "The things I do, you will do, and greater, for I go to the Father." That's why we are supernatural beings. You see, we are spirits. We have souls or minds, and we live in a body, which is our temple. But Jesus released his faith by the Holy Spirit in word form, by words of faith from his mouth. And then he says to us, do the same thing. You see, his words penetrated the spirits of men. Their spirits heard what he said. They acted on what they received. They acted on his spirit words. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and their lives were changed. Yes, his words penetrated their spirit. They heard and they were changed. Here are some examples. John 5:8, Jesus said unto him, "Rise up, take thy bed and walk." And the man received it in his spirit, and he did. See, the result followed the saying. Mark 3:5, "And when he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other." See, Jesus' words penetrated the spirit of that man. That man's spirit heard, he received, and he changed. He got healed. See, there is resurrection power in faith-filled words. There is healing power in faith-filled words. There is deliverance power in faith-filled words. Mark 5:41, it says, "And he took the damsel by the hand." This was a little dead girl. "And he said unto her, Talitha kumi," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto you, arise." And as we all know, she arose from the dead. You see, the power of faith filled words can raise the dead. Of course, it has to be led by the Holy Spirit. But the point is that it can have an effect even on the dead. There's another example of that, by the way, in Luke 7:14, where a young man was being carried to his grave. He had died. And it says, and he, that is Jesus, came and touched the bier. That's B-I-E-R. That means the stretcher that they were carrying this young man's dead body on. Notice, he didn't touch the young man. He touched the bier, the stretcher. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. You see, when Jesus spoke from his spirit words of faith, they penetrated that young man's body, his spirit returned, and he arose. In John 11:43, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Can you imagine a dead man in the tomb, and Jesus simply released words, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus walked out of the tomb alive. See, that's the power of words, the creative power of words. In Mark 11:23-24, we read, for truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. What is them? The faith-filled words that you say. Now, let's go back and let's look at Mark 11:23. Notice that the word say appears three times in that one verse. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. See, that's where those thoughts are. As a man thinks, so is he. James 1:6-7 says, let him who doubts not believe he'll receive anything from the Lord. Okay? Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. See, part of the saying is believing that it is happening at the moment you're saying it. The happening is in the saying. That's what people don't understand about the Christian faith walk. See, in the world, seeing is believing. In the kingdom of God, okay, believing is seeing and having. It continues, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now watch out, because you can put faith in the negative. Remember, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruits thereof. See, if you back up the negative in your life, bad thoughts, fearful thoughts, with faith in those thoughts, which is what fear is, okay, you will have whatsoever you say. Job said, the thing I feared has come upon me. Oh boy. Watch your words, watch your thoughts, guard your heart. Now notice, there's another component to using the creative use of the tongue. In Mark 11:24, Jesus said, I say unto you what things soever you desire when you pray, the word pray means ask, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Notice, having follows believing. The word believe in New Testament scripture means trust. Faith, trust, believe are three words in the New Testament which are interchangeable. They all mean the same thing. Trust on Christ. So, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. See, Satan does not want you to know that you are a recreated spirit person. He doesn't want you to know who you are in Christ. And he doesn't want you to know the power you have through words. That's why prayer is answered. That's why prophecies come true. It's self-proving, folks. Satan doesn't want you to know it. Here's what Satan doesn't want you to know. In Ephesians 2:10, we read, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, God has ordained that we should walk in good works. Good works come from good talk, the creative use of the tongue. Okay, because we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Did you know that you were created in Christ Jesus? Whether you are a believer or an unbeliever, as a matter of fact, because John 1, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, says all things were created by him, referring to Christ. Not only that, it also says in Colossians that all things follow the counsel of his will. God's will controls everything, including our lives. And so, if we are created as his workmanship, and we are called by him to do the things that he does with the creative use of the tongue, we can choose to bless people rather than curse. We can choose to speak faith-filled words over our own lives and the lives of others, that we would be a blessing to them, that we would build the kingdom. But the things of God are for the people of God. Let me ask you a question. Are you in the kingdom? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And if not, isn't today as good a day as any? Why not? Think about it. God has a wonderful plan for your life. And there's no circumstance so great that God cannot get you out of it and deliver you and make you whole, free, and heal you from all of your pains of the past. For the asking, by your faith-filled words, by the creative words of your tongue, which you can use right now to renew your spirit, to make your spirit become born again. That means born into the kingdom a second time after being born once the first time in the physical realm. Are you ready? Pray this prayer now aloud with me, won't you? And receive Christ Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior in your heart by trust, being willing to turn from your sin. He will clean you up. It's not possible for us to clean ourselves up. Transformation in Christ is always from the outside in. So he has to be inside of you first to work his work in you and through you. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? And receive Christ into your heart.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings, given over many years past, are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.